Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by Ivy Cool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with Ivy Cool. Stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection and ice field technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. IBKUL.com. Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and the World Long Drive Championship presented by Club Champion takes place this week at Bobby Jones Golf Course in Atlanta, Georgia. And joining me now to talk about it is Zane Smith, VP of Business Operation for GF Sports and Entertainment. Hey, Zane, welcome to Sports Interview.
Thanks, Anne. I really appreciate you having me. It means a lot leading into our World Championship this year down here at Bobby Jones. The stage is just about set here. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous few days lined up here. And we're absolutely looking forward to it.
Well, give me the history of how GF Sports and Entertainment came to host this championship.
Yeah. So GF Sports Entertainment was founded actually in New York back in 2015. And our first two properties that we acquired were by the US from the USTA in two 250 level ATP tennis tournaments, formerly the New York Open, which is now in Dallas, thriving tournament, the Dallas Open, and also the Atlanta Open. So we primarily focus on niche sports. We own a team in the National Lacrosse League that plays at the Coliseum there on Long Island, the New York Riptide. And we're looking to expand, and we're looking to do more and grow. And we really wanted to use our boots on the ground focus here in Atlanta. And the opportunity came about through the Golf Channel and NBC Universal to acquire the property of World Long Drive. So we officially acquired it back in June of last year, 2022. And this is our first year running the tour. So one of the big things we were focusing on was, how can we use all of our strengths? You know, we have an office here in Atlanta. We have an office in New York. So a lot of our staff in New York works on this property and is down here in Atlanta this week. And it was just a no-brainer to have it at the Bobby Jones Golf Course here.
Well, it sounds great. I know the World Long Drive Championship, I mean, that whole sport seems to be growing in terms of interest, not only with the competitors, but with the audience. I know the Golf Channel will still be broadcasting the championship, right? But yeah. I mean, what's behind the growth of watching men and women just crush the ball off the tee to distances that just seem unbelievable?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, to be honest, it's really, until you come and see it, or if you see an Instagram video or something of that nature, you really almost can't believe what you're seeing. You know, the average golfer goes out there, and if they hit one 300 yards, that's considered probably their longest drive of their life. But, you know, we'll have some athletes out here. Even the women will hit it over 350 yards this week. The men could come close to hitting it 450 yards. So I think it's really the ability to appreciate the level of athleticism that it takes for both the men and the women. And just evolving sports, and you know, it's a much shorter time frame in for a player to become a decent or even very good long driver, a much shorter time frame than becoming a professional golfer. So I think it's a path for someone to become a professional golfer, professional long driver, and not having the full golf background, if that makes sense.
Sure, absolutely. And some people are just so good off the tee, but, you know, they struggle with other aspects of the golf game, the short game, putting. Well, everybody really, it's so hard for any, even the top pros to get it all going perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
At the same time, that's the biggest challenge of golf, right? Physically and mentally, it's just probably the hardest sport in the world. But if you have talent and can hit the ball long, then what goes into training? So say somebody has the talent, you know, to just hit the ball long off the tee. What goes into getting them to the point where they can compete in this World Long Drive Championship?
Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest thing and probably the most important thing is being fitted with the right equipment. So thankfully, you know, Club Champion has locations all around the United States and now even into Canada through Tour Experience Golf. So first and foremost, being fit with the right equipment is just so important. If you go out there with just any old club, you know, you're going to struggle. You might be missing left or missing right. So having the right equipment is the first thing. Second thing is just your training. It's more than just golf. It's, you know, you have to be strong. You have to have the athleticism, and you have to be able to train and work for it. So having those two items leads you into the third one, which is being able to, you know how to swing as a long driver. It's a much different golf swing than just traditional golf. You know, it's really learning how to use your lower body separately to your upper body. They almost have to work in separate so you can create that lag to get that full speed. So knowing how to move your body the right way and knowing how to use the force of the ground in order to create a lot more speed, it's very important. So there's actually a lot more that goes into it than the viewer might think. So it's pretty incredible stuff what these athletes can do.
And so there are 150 world-class long drivers. They're going to be teeing it up. Talk a little bit about the format and the various divisions.
Yeah, so the open division, so all three formats will be the same. It starts off with a preliminary round robin format. So each there's groups of 16 hitters. So the open division will have 8 groups of 16 hitters. The seniors and the women's will each have 2 groups of 16 hitters. It's all a round robin format. So you will face each of the other 15 hitters in every round. You'll face them each once. So it's an equal and fair playing field, if that makes sense. So you get 5 sets of 6 balls apiece. Whoever comes in first with the longest drive will get 200 points. Second will get 100. Third will get 50. Fourth will get 25. And if you don't hit the grid, you get 0 points. So based on how many points you get in your 5 sets determines if you advance to the next round or not. So we take 8 of the top 6, 8 of the 16 in each round to advance to the next round. So it's basically the field gets cut in half after each round.
Okay. And so who are some of the personalities who will be competing?
Oh, yeah. So we've been very lucky to work with our international affiliates. We have over a dozen international affiliates, anywhere from Japan, Australia, South Korea, Europe. I mean, so many countries. So we've been blessed with the sorts of, you know, Martin Borgmeier, who's the reigning world champion. He has a very large social media presence. He won the world championship last year in Mesquite, Nevada. Kyle Berkshire is a 2-time world champion with he has a very large social media following. On the women's side, you know, we have the likes of Phyllis Mehdi, who is multi-time world champion, actually lives down here in Atlanta now and works at a driving range here. Sandra Karlberg is a 6-time world champion from Sweden. So again, another one of our international affiliates. So we really have an unbelievable field here this week with, you know, just dozens and dozens of international competitors, really, you know, encapsulating the true nature of world long drive. So it's going to be fantastic week.
Well, let's go back and some of these names you mentioned. So the defending world champion in the men's, Martin Borgmeier, ranked number 2, apparently went viral when he hit a 300 plus yard drive with his putter.
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. These guys are unbelievable. I mean, it you know, the drivers that they actually use probably have less loft than your putter. You know, a lot of these guys this week might be playing less loft because it's going to be downwind off the left. So they want a little bit less loft, just because that wind is going to be helping it up more. So, you know, he could be playing, you know, these guys could be playing a driver that's only 2.5 degrees of loft, and the typical putter is about 3 degrees. So it's the same. It's looking down at it, it almost looks the same as the face of his driver, oddly enough.
Unbelievable. When I'm looking at like the yardage, so Bryce Verplank has the longest driver of the year in the men's, 489 yards. And the women, you've mentioned Phyllis Mehdi, 4-time world champion, ranked number 1 world record holder for longest drive in a women's competition, 414 yards. Now, for people who are listening to the show and maybe, you know, aren't familiar, what the average drive on the LPGA, the women's professional golf circuit, is, what would you say, like maybe 250, 260 average?
Yeah, it could be a little bit longer than that. It's tough to tell. But a lot of the longest drives that we see on tour are dependent on you know, course conditions and where we are in the world. So Bryce's drive was in LaSalle, Colorado, which is, you know, at elevation, and the wind does help that for sure. But Bryce is a 2-time champion this year. He's probably one of the front runners to win this week. He's an unbelievable talent. Phyllis, you know, this is right in her backyard. I mean, especially downwind, you know, she's going to be so tough to beat. It's really, they're both, you know, those are two fantastic competitors.
Right. And so on the PGA Tour, what's the average drive? Brown?
Oof, that's tough to tell. I think Rory McIlroy led the tour last year in driving distance. I think he was about 330 to 340 yards.
All right, so three say, and that's average, right? That's a long
Yeah.
that's a long way. But here's
Yeah.
price for Plank, his the longest drive of the year, 489. So that's over 100 yards longer than
Yeah.
Rory McIlroy's average, which is crazy. But yeah, I mean, some of these people, and then there's an Air Force veteran who's ranked number 12.
Yes, Brandon Flynn. I mean, he's actually on the driving range right now with the PGA Hope charity.
Oh, wow.
They're doing a great clinic right now for adaptive golf here at Bobby Jones. They have a great adaptive golf clinic, which actually PGA Hope introduces golf to military veterans. So we have two military veterans up there on the range right now: Jeff Schmuck, who was a in the Marines, and Brandon, again, who was a military veteran as well. So yeah, they're both good competitors.
I did a lot of work to help promote the U.S. Adaptive Golf Alliance. So I'm really, it's just so thrilled that, you know, the adaptive golfers have been able, they have their own tournament now that the USGA has organized for them. They have a lot of other tournaments, but a huge championship. And now with the this world, you know, long drive championship, it's amazing to see these adaptive golfers hit the ball so long, right?
Oh yeah, I mean it's really unbelievable. You know, yeah, you can't even. I mean, you have to give them credit. I mean, what they do is so impressive. You know, their will to want to get out there and to want to learn how to golf and, overcoming so many things. It's really incredible.
So I remember there's a bunch of names here going back. Maurice Allen's been around for a while. In fact, I see him playing in a lot of, you know, celebrity tournaments. He's an Atlanta resident. He and Phyllis Mede are a couple,
Yep.
and that must be fun for them to cheer each other on, right? I mean, to
Oh
see
yeah.
like a, what are they? Are they, I don't know if they're married, but you know, the husband wife or boyfriend girlfriend
Yeah,
team. That's a nice story angle.
it absolutely is. And Maurice, he's another former world champion. You know, he's a great ambassador of the sport of not only long drive, but golf in general. I mean, what he does for underserved communities and minorities, it's really unbelievable. He has a great partnership with the Boys and Girls Club of America, where he will enter a city before an event and go to the Boys and Girls Club of America to help promote golf and promote sports and, talk to kids and really give them a good direction in life and things to look forward to.
Getting back to the equipment, Zane. So you're talking about how each golfer has to be fitted for the driver that's going to give them the longest distance. I would think, you know, it has to have a longer shaft than most. I mean, that's just, you know, my guess. And then their club, what's the club head speed and the ball speed? What are we talking
Oof.
about in those departments?
Yeah, so our long drivers, most of them use a 48-inch driver, which most players on tour use about a 45 or 45 and a half inch driver on the PGA Tour there. So they are a little bit longer, a couple inches longer. But all of the heads for the drivers that are used in competition are conforming to the USGA conforming list, so they are legal. You could use any of the driver heads in a PGA Tour event. But as far as the club head speed, I mean, it's really unbelievable. I think the record is about 169.6 miles an hour by Sebastian Seb Twedell, who's one of our competitors. We'll see club head speeds this week, about 160 to 165. I think anything above that would be surprising. But yeah, the club head speed is about 165 for the men would be on the high side.
Wow, and what about the women? Do you know how what their average club head speed is, these long
Women,
drivers?
yeah, they're up about 125 mile an hour range. If they got up
Right.
to 130, that would be very high for the women. But yeah, I mean, I can't be quoted on it, but I believe that's higher than PGA Tour average. So
Yeah, I would
yeah,
think.
the women are very fast and very impressive.
And you know, club head speed equals distance. And so you have to have incredible club head speed to get that ball out there. And I understand the Bridgestone E9 golf ball is the official ball of the World Long Drive. And they
Yep.
have a lab right there in Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, they're right down the street in Covington. I mean, a lot of their team will be out here this week to check it out. But that ball was actually specifically made for World Long Drive last summer. So the team there is unbelievable. We can't really thank them enough. The ball this week, yeah, it'll be the Bridgestone E9 Long Drive ball. The players love it. We've dug into the data and the average drives this year with the E9 long drive ball are longer and actually straighter than years in the past. So it's a fantastic ball.
It's I love Bridgestone overall, the balls that they put out there for amateur golfers, and interesting that it is its own separate ball just for this long drive competition. I guess
Bridgestone likes to say that it's a ball that you might pull out on, you know, the par five long drive hole of a charity outing, but you'll keep playing it the whole round because it's actually a very good, very good ball.
Oh, neat. I'll have to try it. Definitely. So this is your first golf property, this long drive competition?
Yes, this is the first golf property that we've gotten into. Yep.
And so far, what's the interest been like?
It's really been unbelievable. I mean, from the time we announced back in January until today here in, you know, in October, it's been about almost exactly 10 months. And just the relationship that we've been able to build with the players, you know, I mean, I must get a dozen players a week that tell me, I have a perfect location for an event in my area. I would love to be able to host an event. So just the outright support from the players and their ability and their want to grow the game and to bring more local, smaller sized events for people to be able to get into the sport of long drive has really just been overwhelming. I mean, we're so thankful for the players and everything that they do for us.
So GF Sports Entertainment, is that an equity firm basically?
Yeah. So our parent company is called GF Capital Management. They're based out of New York. They're a private investment firm where they do a lot of different things from real estate management to they have a family office where, you know, small business owners go and they manage all of their business side of things. But they also were, you know, involved with brands like Jonathan Adler, Oscar De La Renta, the Blue Man Group, things of that nature. And then in 2015, they started GF Sports and Entertainment.
So being kind of on the pulse of, you know, these tennis and golf and lacrosse teams and events, would you say the business of sports is healthy at this point, or is it thriving, or, you know, what's the crystal ball look like?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the biggest thing that, you know, we're very proud of is our complete ownership of the intellectual property of the World Long Drive Tour, not being restrained to, you know, just becoming a team in a league. You know, we have the full ability to make, you know, whether it's a rule change or adding events or subtracting events, moving them from location to location has really been, you know, it's really freeing and it's really incredible. So being able to own the full on tour has really just been an advantage for us. So yeah, I mean the business, you know, business of sports is in such a fantastic spot. You look at what they're doing in pickleball; it's really unbelievable. You know, being able to convert very good high level tennis players into pickleball, professional pickleball players, is really unbelievable. So I believe you know the business of sport is in a very good spot.
Maybe that's your next move. You guys getting into the pickleball arena.
I can't comment too much, but yeah, we've definitely evaluated it at length for sure.
And since you have, you know, control of the full on tour now, so this is a championship. So how many events do you guys, I guess, organize to lead up to the championship?
Yeah, so this is our 10th tour event. We've had eight. We had eight of our regular level tour events. We had one of our majors back in Kingsport, Tennessee, back at the end of August that was streamed on. It was broadcasted on the Golf Channel. And now this is our 10th one here in Atlanta, Georgia. So we've been everywhere from Mesquite, Nevada, to LaSalle, Colorado, Portland, Connecticut, you name it. I mean, Memphis, Tennessee, we've been up into Canada. We've been all over the place. So we really try to branch out and go to as many new locations as possible to be able to introduce people to the sport of long drive. But we've also expanded our international footprint, where we've created sanctioned events for people to be able to compete for world ranking points internationally. So we've had internationally sanctioned events in Australia this year, Europe, just several countries, which we're really proud of, and we're really looking forward to expanding more in the future.
So this is one of many events that your company actually organizes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is
in the golf, in the long drive space.
Yep. 365 days a year, we're planning events. And, you know, I'm very much in the midst of planning the schedule for next year. So that's, you know, starting Monday at 8 a.m., that's going to be the number one focus for me.
And this event pays a purse of $75,000 for men, $25,000 for women, and $15,000 for seniors. I'm sure the women want some equal pay here. Any rumblings about that?
you know, we've gotten great support from our women's division. All season long, actually, the additional prize money that was added to the purses was equal. So the women have had equally added amounts of prize money to their purses all season long to this point. So yes, there's definitely been some rumblings, and we're really pushing to grow that women's division to get 32 competitors in the future, and then even 64. And I hope at some point in the future we can match it to 128 like we have in the open division now.
Wow, 128 guys, huh?
Yes. Yep. We get tons of support.
And how many women?
So we have 27 women competing this week.
Okay. Well, so it's growing. More and more women are into it. They're learning about the opportunities to compete, not only in this event, but all these other tournaments you're talking about. So I just think it's, you know, the sky's the limit. I mean, this is, it's really grown just in the last couple of years, and well, continued success. It just sounds like, you know, GF Sports and Entertainment, that you all are kind of attach yourselves to the right venues and the right sports. And, you know, it sounds like it's all going very well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it. It means a lot.
Zane Smith, VP of Business Operation for GF Sports and Entertainment. Thanks so much. Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. And by iBeCool Athleisure Wear for men and women. Technology meets fashion with iBeCool, stylish UPF 50 plus sun protection, and IceField technology to cool your body temperature on hot and humid days. Look great and protect your skin. iBeCool.com.